Gracious God, take our minds and think through them. Take our hands and work through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire. Amen. Amen. Jesus said, "You do not know what I am doing, but later you will understand." So my question tonight is it later yet? Because every year when we gather to worship together on this night, remembering that last night that Jesus spent with his friends and this mystifying practice of washing feet, I can't help but think that I'm not sure I really fully understand. It's unlike any other worship that we have, disturbing in its intimacy. As Martin Smith wrote in his book, A Season for the Spirit, "Though foot washing belongs to other eras and climates than our own, the symbol can still resonate enough to disturb and provoke. When are we washed? As helpless babies, we are washed by our mothers on whose love we are totally dependent. When we are sick and unable to move, by nurses to whose care we must entrust ourselves. Otherwise, never. Letting another wash us raises the issue of dependence and entrusting ourselves completely to the trust of another's hands. Jesus knew the power of what he did that night. He knew the example of servant leadership he was enacting. He knew the trust he was asking of his friends to be vulnerable with him, and that the courage they called upon to be vulnerable would help them come to understand later how they were to continue to be his hands and his feet and his heart in the world when he was no longer with them. This was the new commandment, to love one another as he loved us. Knowing something is incarnational. It's based on seeing or experiencing something. Understanding is less immediate. It takes time as we pull together the threads of knowing and we make meaning. That is why we circle back to these three great days every year. Every year it is later, and we are given the opportunity and experience to know this story and grow deeper in our understanding of it, even if we never feel like we fully understand. We are in good company in this regard, as the book of Acts and all of the epistles in the New Testament show us how those early followers of the way were making meaning and coming to understanding of who this Christ was. Tonight, our most sacred story begins to unfold. It's a story so big, we have to tell it over 3 days. And so tonight, after washing one another's feet and sharing the bread and wine, after we strip our altar bare and extinguish that candle that burns 363 days out of the year, we will, like the disciples who went with Jesus to that garden after supper, be asked to gather and watch that our yearly knowing and understanding may begin again to unfold, and then to return tomorrow where we remain and pray at the foot of the cross. Let us pray. The grass never sleeps, or the roses, nor does the lily have a secret eye that shuts until morning. Jesus said, "Wait with me," but the disciples slept. The cricket has such splendid fringe on its feet, and it sings, have you noticed, with its whole body, and heaven knows if it ever sleeps. Jesus said, "Wait with me." And maybe the stars did, maybe the wind wound itself into a silver tree and didn't move, maybe that lake far away where once he walked as on a blue pavement lay still and waited, wild awake. Oh, the dear bodies slumped and eye shut that could not keep that vigil. How they must have wept, so utterly human, knowing too this must be a part of the story. Amen. Thank you.